at Hunter College. The above scientists, mathematicians, and scholars reviewed the manuscript for scientific, mathematical, and historical accuracy. Some were chosen for a non-Western, others for a Western bias. While I deferred to these advisors on factual matters, they did not always agree with my interpretation of those facts. My point of view was greatly affected by the views expressed by my advisors, but ultimately it is my own. Chapter 1. A History of Science. Rediscovered. The most important scientific achievement in Western history is commonly ascribed to Nicholas Copernicus, who on his deathbed published Concerning the Revolutions of the Heavenly Spheres. Science historian Thomas Kuhn called the Polish-born astronomer's accomplishment the Copernican Revolution. It represented a final break with the Middle Ages, a movement from religion to science, from dogma to enlightened secularism. What had Copernicus done to become the most important scientist of all time? In school, we learned that in the 16th century, Copernicus reformed the solar system, placing the sun rather than the earth at its center, correcting the work of the 2nd century Greek astronomer Ptolemy. By constructing his heliocentric system, Copernicus put up a